Week one in the NFL. Wow, what a week, huh?
What a week.
You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio.
My Tennessee Titans lose 15-16 to the Saints.
Yeah,
Saints paid $100 million for Derek Carr.
That's about right.
We got Tannehill just dragging us down. We trying to swim to the shore. He got the bricks with the line and the anchor holding us down. Three picks yesterday. Could have been about seven.
It don't
seven.
Take much to hold y'all down. Y'all already was sinking.
Defense is legit. Saints got a good defense also. Don't get me wrong. They got a good defense, but it ain't that good. It ain't that good to be giving them the ball.
It was good enough to beat y'all.
That's not saying a whole lot. We lost eight in a row.
Yeah, but it was good enough to
eight beat in a row. Vrabel holding the challenge flag, won't challenge nothing. We get down there, game on the line, kicking a field goal. If we don't get it, we pin them back right there. We kick a field goal, thinking we're going to go hold them and get it back. Doesn't happen. Just, I don't know what to say about it, man. I'm tired of seeing it, though, man. It's like a long headache. Derrick Henry, 15 touches. How does Derrick Henry get 15 touches?
I don't know, but I like it.
Man, speaking of like, you talking about liking, 30-7.
We got beat down.
At the big ketchup bottle.
I'd rather go out like that than go out to a Saints team and lose by 1 point. I'd rather lose not knowing I had a chance.
Than losing knowing you had a chance and you lost to a sour team.
Right.
Don't take the heat off yourself, man. Put it on us.
No, I'm just saying. That's just the way I feel about it.
You got
we
blasted.
We was dominated. We had nothing I can say about it.
Got blasted.
It ain't nothing I can say about it. We stunk it up.
Kenny Pickett had two picks. Should have had three.
Should have had four.
Fred Warner just couldn't catch the ball. He too strong. Too fast, too strong.
We got our teeth knocked out our mouth. We same got two rabbit teeth in the front.
Bag of corn chips will do y'all bad today, huh?
We got beat up. Mauled.
Your boy TJ Watt had a day running around blocks.
Tell me, running around blocks, what you supposed to do?
That's what he do. He just jump around blocks and run to the quarterback and pad them stats. He ain't did nothing else.
Boy, he's crazy.
He ain't did nothing else.
Two forced fumble doing that, though.
Yeah, just running around. But when the run come at him, when the action come at him, he all caught up in the traffic.
They don't run his way. That's unacceptable. Because they do not run to TJ Watt's side.
Go watch the game.
They don't run at him.
Go watch the game.
Do you realize
I'm going to send you the clips.
Do you realize all they big runs went to the left side?
Of course. Of course.
So what are we talking about?
It's a team sport, though.
No, but I'm just saying.
You bragged about TJ. You got blasted, man.
No, I ain't bragging about TJ. You bragged about TJ.
McCaffrey had a 60-yard touchdown run.
To the left side. Yes.
You feel good about Patrick Peterson out there?
Oh, yeah.
Dude?
I'm good, bro. We just played a better team. It ain't nothing I can
simple,
say.
Simple, huh?
Simple.
Can't do nothing with them.
They better than us.
Wow. Both sides of the ball?
Both sides of the ball.
Brock Purdy, Tom Brady, ain't he?
He can be whatever he want to be in that
guy keep fooling me, man. He keep proving me wrong.
Nah, they got their quarterback.
Man.
They have that. I see why they traded Trey Lance. They got a quarterback. The guy is not. He's not. He's not going to jump out at you on film or on the little in the stat room at the combine.
But he's going to do what you need him to do.
And he's going to do that.
Man, he has.
And that's all they need with that defense they got. That's all they need is a guy that's not going to turn the ball over.
He's not going to do that. He got a QBR of 95 for every game he started with two tugs. Every
that's
game.
That's how Dak Prescott needs to play.
Man.
For the Cowboys, that's how he needs to play. Don't make him try to throw four or five touchdowns a game. Just give him good
manage
plays.
The game. Get
manage
the ball out.
Manage the game. I get it. He making $40 million.
You just made a good point right there. Speaking of the Cowboys, beat down the Giants. Oh, my goodness. 40-0. Dak. Came on the scene throwing 3 and 4 touchdowns every week, blah, blah, blah. Now he's asked to do that.
He can't do it.
And he doesn't need to do that.
Because of the pressure is on him to do it. If you're throwing screens, drag routes, they can still get the the touchdown.
Everybody else, spread it around.
Yeah, you don't have to try to make that man pay Manning.
More of that opens up a few bombs here and there.
And then you're going to get a tip ball here, a miss ball. That's how I just like went my home. Tony tips the ball up, picks it.
Right.
That, too many opportunities like that. That's what you do. You just run the ball, pass on third down. That's all you can get.
What their defense look like to you?
Who?
Cowboys.
Ah, they look dominant. But the Giants are really stink. Giants are really like, I was shocked they even made the playoffs and won.
Well, they played, listen, they played good down the stretch last year.
Yeah, but
in yesterday's game, if you look at it,
I was still shocked that they made it.
Yesterday's
and won
game.
A game.
Yesterday, who they played on?
I can't remember who they played.
Who they played? Somebody that got beat yesterday.
Still don't know.
Somebody that got beat down in Tampa yesterday. That game started off with the blocked field goal. Then right after the blocked field goal, the little flare-out pass to Saquon, that he gets hit, pick six. Does that define them? Because you can get shot like that now. You honestly can get shot and take you all the way out the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quick, back to back to back. What'd you see outside of that? Daniel Jones, the guy? Daniel Jones gonna make a turn? Or was this just one game washed under the bridge? I think it's just one game.
I think it's one. I think they're a bad matchup for the. I think they bad matchup is the Cowboys. Like, period. Like, they just don't play good against the Cowboys. That's not the team they want to see. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what. It's like, that's a bad matchup for them.
Every year.
Every year, they get beat down like that.
It's not a rivalry anymore.
It's not a rivalry.
It's gone.
The Cowboys rivalry is the Eagles.
How much of a rivalry is that?
But that's the Eagles. The Eagles done beat them now. They have beat them.
Kirk Cousins. I mean, newfound respect for Kirk Cousins watching the show. I remember you said that last week. I said the same thing. But it's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
It's the Vikings.
They're just a...
look good team.
No, they're just a mediocre team that has those games where they play good. Like, you remember the game they play good with Justin Jefferson goes off. But then you'll have them games where you be scratching your head on, how they lose that game?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Got beat by Baker Mayfield.
Right. Don't nobody lose to Baker Mayfield.
Man, we didn't give him a chance, man. And Baker Mayfield balled yesterday, man. Made some tough plays, some tough throws. Prove me wrong. I didn't give them no chance to win. You didn't either.
Nah.
I don't think many people did.
Nah, I know.
That's crazy to me, man. Bryce Young looked kind of like we said yesterday. Interceptions weren't terrible. Standard rookie picks, you know.
Yeah.
Staring down a guy. I was surprised Robinson didn't get the ball too much yesterday for Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I thought they would actually put their whole game plan around that guy.
Yeah, that other guy got the ball a lot, though. They're going to split it up. That's the best thing for them.
Atlanta gets a big win at home.
But they supposed to beat Carolina. A rookie quarterback guy.
Gotta beat them.
You supposed to beat them. If you plan on going anywhere, you're supposed to beat them.
Well, what's his name, Ritter, their quarterback?
He don't have to. They got weapons, but he don't have to do much.
Yeah, but
with that running game, yeah, hand the ball off.
Yeah, he don't do much, though.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do much.
Play action on third downs, maybe.
He ain't going to do much, man. Baltimore shocked me.
Yeah, they struggled a little bit.
What'd I say about OBJ?
Man, I played against him when... I know he Cleveland.
You said he gonna get two touchdowns.
No, but he's one of those guys that
disappears.
Disappear, yeah.
He can't do nothing but the spectacular
what, 3 years, we didn't even know he was in Cleveland.
Right. Quiet.
You get what I'm
quiet
saying?
Quiet as a mouse up there.
But then you get how he looked in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to judge him.
Because that was a spectacular moment. He had an opportunity. He went to a team to go win that was on their way.
Playing for a contract.
He shined in that role. He shined in that role.
But when you have to count on him to be the guy
down
for 17 games.
Go through the dog days. He don't do it.
Yeah, so.
And you know what I always say? I always say, man, he's never been a number one receiver to me. And you say, man, you crazy. He's never been a number one guy to me.
Nah, he's been a number one. When he was with the Giants. He was a number one.
Man, listen. Even when he was with the Giants, he wasn't number one to me.
Nah, he was a number one.
Man, no. He just makes a spectacular play. He's hyped. Everybody follows him on social media and all that stuff and whatnot. Blonde hair, this and that. I mean, that's cool. But when it comes down to getting out there and grinding for 16-17 game season.
I ain't going to do him like that. He's number one receiver.
No.
He's number one receiver.
I ain't saying it. So if he ended his career right now. Now.
He ain't going to Hall of Fame.
He did nothing.
No, I know. Yeah, he did. I'm just saying, but he's still the number one receiver.
Justin Jefferson's been playing, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
He's done more than Odell's done his whole career.
Yeah.
Make it make sense, man.
Justin Jefferson, though, is, I don't know. He's more of a...
He's a receiver. He's a dog.
No, he's good.
He's a dog.
The best receiver right now in the league, I'd say.
He is a dog. Absolute dog. And how about them Cleveland Browns? And Deshaun Watson?
They look good, all right.
Joe Burrow.
Nah, Joe Burrow starts slow every year.
Man, that ain't starting slow.
Yes, that is.
That's starting bad. That's starting terrible. Ain't
no preseason. Bruh, no preseason. That was the preseason game.
So just water the bridge to the Browns.
Just throw that game out the window, and then you'll see from there.
No. Man, they can't protect Joe Burrow. That's been happening since the end of last season, man. I'm trying to tell you.
No, bruh.
Yeah.
No. They just
Middle of the pack team. I guarantee you this year. Middle of the pack.
No.
Man, what is Cincinnati going to do to you if Jamar Chase don't get the ball? What can Cincinnati do to you? Got a good running back.
They can run the ball.
Got a good running back.
They can run the ball too, bro. You'll see. And you know I don't want to brag on them, but...
Brag on your division. That's what you do.
No, I'm not bragging.
They cannot protect Joe Burrow, man.
No, and then you got to realize, Cleveland been beating the Bengals the last 4 or 5 matchups.
What your boy said... Some L's up there. Them L's beat them down, too. Jacksonville and the Colts, man. Oh, Richardson showed some heart, didn't he? The rookie.
Yeah.
Showed some heart, man.
You're going to be all right.
Golly.
He shocked me.
Shocked me. I thought it was going to be a beatdown, but it wasn't. And old boy Travis Etienne, man, the running back of Jacksonville. He's what you call a Swiss Army knife, man.
Travis Etienne, yeah, I like him.
He's a dog, man.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He filled the stat sheet up, man.
Definitely.
And Sunshine ain't going to do nothing but get better, man. Jacksonville's up and coming, and I don't like to see it at all. Like I said, Baker played pretty good for Minnesota yesterday.
Yeah.
Arizona had a chance until the fourth quarter against Washington.
Arizona, I don't know which way they're going.
Oh, they're tanking.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be allowed to.
They're tanking. They're definitely tanking. You cut Colt McCoy and bring Josh Dobbs in off the street before the season starts, and he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Ain't that tanking?
That's tanking.
It's almost to the point where he ought to be able to, Colt McCoy ought to be able to sue them boys. That's tanking.
Of course.
You can't tell me this dude didn't make the team and then you signed that guy.
Yeah.
There's no way. Green Bay, what's that, 10 in a row against the Bears?
They just got bad. Like, the Bears is just not good. They ain't been good since, what, 2000?
Since Urlacherville, man.
2005.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
Urlacher.
What was the other line? Briggs.
Briggs.
Them guys there, man.
Yeah. Bang.
And they actually, I believe it or not, man.
That team could have won a Super Bowl if they had a quarterback. Rex Grossman. And
I think if it wasn't even raining and Rex just threw the ball so bad in the Super Bowl, I think they could have won that Super Bowl.
Yeah, they could have. Yeah, they could have hit some.
Yeah, Rex held them back, man. And how about the Raiders, man?
Right? Hey. Raiders, Jimmy Garoppolo looked like he was in mid-season form. He really ain't he didn't put up no monster stats.
Did what he supposed to do.
But he was hitting them open receivers.
He gonna do that.
Yeah.
The pressure on him is
sensitive. It's like he don't get style points for his play.
He don't.
You know?
He gets no benefit of the doubt. He gets none.
Yeah, it's like that's the problem. Like,
and if you think back to the resurgence of the 49ers, it was Jimmy G, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy G got him there.
Yeah.
And then it just...
He missed that throw in the Super Bowl.
He missed that throw in the Super Bowl.
When he missed that throw in the Super Bowl...
Went down here.
Yeah, his confidence even went down, I think.
And I mean, the media and all the fans and everybody got on went down here. Russell, man. What you think about Russell?
I think he cooked, bro. I think Russell done, bro. But look, you got to look at it like this. I don't know, bro. I ain't gonna... Like, to me, What type of message does that send to your team? You start out the game with an onside kick.
That's Sean Payton being Sean Payton.
No. I chalked it up. Yeah, he did it in the Super Bowl and right after halftime, yeah. But what? Just think about that desperation. That sends a sign of desperation. Like, that team is better than us. We need to
get a spark, a janky play.
Like, yeah, it's sending the wrong message to me. Kick it out, play defense.
I can see it that way, but I also see it being Sean Payton. That's what
Sean
he does.
Sean Payton does that every now and then. But to start off a season, bro.
He got his kicker from the Saints, Lutz, and started the season off with an onside kick. That's Sean Payton. And it actually, they should have got it.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Cry me a river. I get it.
Yeah, man. That's not the right message you're saying to your defense. You basically saying, I don't think y'all can stop them. And get a three and out and go score. Why you can't get a three and out and go score?
Russell Wilson. That's the biggest decline I have seen in a long time.
No, that ain't the biggest. That's the fastest. Like, you blink your eye.
He is at the bottom.
He at the bottom.
And look at the money he's making.
It seemed like all the advantages he had early in his career
are gone.
They're disadvantages now. It's like, basically, like, his size is caught up with him. It's like he can't see over that line now. And he can't get enough out the pocket. Like, back in the days, he used to be young. And he could get out that pocket and not have to look over that line. He'd roll out, throw that ball, play action, throw that ball. It's like he's struggling now.
He was so good with using his legs in the past. Now, if he tries that, it's like, it's a disaster.
You see the fumble he had? When he tried to, it's like he's blind in one eye and can't see out the other.
Psychological, don't you think? It's in his head.
I think so.
It's in his head, man.
I just don't think he's not the guy no more.
Tua had a day, didn't he?
He's a monster, bro. He can just stay on the field.
He throw that ball, baby.
Man, he got like one of the weakest arms in the league.
Timing.
But he just know how to throw. He know how to play quarterback.
He can throw that ball, man.
He can play quarterback.
Yes, sir.
He knows pre-snap where he's going with that ball. He knows pre-snap where he's going with that ball, and his reads are right, bro.
You a monster, man.
A monster. I'm going to give him his props.
Man, look, if you keep him upright.
The only knock is keeping him upright.
If you keep him up. He is going to shred you.
He going to shred you.
Herbert.
Man, listen.
Your guy.
I like him, but he overrated.
Big money.
He's overrated. He's not nowhere near that top five.
Can sling
that it. That arm is so big. It's flashy. But
what?
Look at his numbers and look at Tua numbers. Look who wins the game and look who loses the game.
Playoff wins, still waiting.
Yeah, he's not that dude. He might become it, but after 4 years, man, it seemed like we supposed to be not seeing a glimpse.
Let's think about that. You look at Lamar. Not to hash his contract too long, but Lamar had to do what? Fight, claw, scratch, pull a kick, though.
Well, you know that.
Rob a bank.
You know what all that is.
After a playoff win.
But you know what all that is.
MVP.
It's not about nothing on the field.
What has Herbert done?
He hadn't
to
won a playoff.
Warrant this.
Nothing. He done what he
You want a quarterback? You want to pay him big money just to say we got the quarterback with the big arm?
Yeah. That's what it just looked better.
That's what they paid for, right?
No, it looks better when he throws. When he throws a touchdown, it looks better than when Tua throws one.
It looks fancier. It looks more skilled.
Yeah. It's like a Lamborghini and a Cadillac. Which one? Just be honest. You go 30 minutes away, which one's going to ride better?
The Cadillac.
But which one look better?
The Lamborghini.
There you go. That's what that is.
Bottom line, I agree with you on that. That's a good analogy. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles, man. New England Patriots. I think Mac Jones played pretty well yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He played pretty well. Came up short at the end.
I have no doubt in my mind that Mac Jones is a good quarterback.
Eagles were up 17-0 to start the game.
I have no doubt in my mind that Mac Jones is a good quarterback. My only problem with them was weapons and that you got your defensive coordinator calling the plays on offense last year. Yeah. That's why they look like that. They didn't want him to succeed last year. Now you done brung in old boy from the Texans, the head coach.
Yeah.
What's his name? You should know him. He has your division.
O'Brien.
O'Brien, yeah. Him. Look like
who,
an offense
now. Who used to be there?
But he's a nice quarterback guy.
Yeah.
He's pretty good on offense.
Mac Jones looked good.
Mac Jones looked like a serviceable.
And I was impressed with New England just because they got a decent defense.
Nah, I trust their defense over anybody's.
Listen, the game started off. They were down 17-0 before you could blink. I mean, quick, just mishaps, just janky stuff.
Yeah.
And look at the rest of the way. Philadelphia didn't put up nothing.
I trust Bill Belichick's defense over all the teams in the league except San Francisco.
Because Bill Belichick been there, done that. He know what's going on.
Why? You see this game coming up against the Dolphins. Patriots play the Dolphins. You're not going to see Tyreek Hill running wild.
You're going to scheme him up.
You're going to scheme him up. Death by a thousand cuts.
Won't be no long bomb, bro.
Yeah, he going to make him choose. Not going to just air him out like that. Chargers is just an overrated team.
They just...
Their team is all overrated.
Just weird.
And they missed... Like, it goes back to the Phillip Rivers days. They missed their window to win a championship back then.
Yeah, because they had a real good team back then.
Had probably one of the best teams in the league every year.
Just... And you know what? It wasn't like they just was subpar and then getting the playoffs and just losing. It was like the craziest stuff happened to them.
Yeah.
And I mean the craziest stuff. The craziest stuff happened to Phillip Rivers. Like I said... The Rams and Seattle Seahawks. That was not no gimme. Stafford ball.
I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of money was lost on
that. Lost on that game there.
I know.
Stafford ball. But that's always a tough game, man.
No, but...
But Stafford ball and the Rams shocked the world. The
Seahawks was being advertised as a premier top team. It can't beat the Rams.
Man, Geno had 112 yards or something.
So if you can't beat the Rams, how are you going to beat the 49ers?
No chance. Don't even show up. Fourth.
If you can't beat the Rams, how are you going to beat the 49ers?
24 for 38, 334 yards.
Who did what was that?
Stafford.
Yeah.
Ball. Man, the Rams, yeah. Vegas cleaned up on that one, didn't they?
Yeah, there was some money lost on that one. I'm pretty sure of that.
Cleaned up on that one. Most impressive thing you saw yesterday?
The most impressive?
Besides that 49er beatdown.
49er defense. Their defense, man. I underestimate how good their defense was.
People are thinking this morning that the Cowboys defense is better than the Niners defense.
Nah.
I don't see it.
Boy, it turned us into a T-ball team. Man, we pee-wee football. You get what I'm saying? Listen, we was clicking on all cylinders in preseason.
Preseason.
Man, they turned us into a peewee football team.
Wow.
Red League. I'm telling you, bro. That defense is impressive. But other than that, let me see. If I had to... I'll tell you what surprised me. The Atlanta Falcons running back. That Bijan Robinson.
Spreading around.
How they play. It's a pretty good team.
I'm going to see how they're going to use that guy. Because he's a monster.
Ah, man. Listen. I'm looking at Adrian Peterson.
Man, the little flare he caught for the touchdown, they just shake him.
Stopped on the dime. And
if you said that goal line.
Then he ran over the dude.
Man.
Dude just bounced off of him like he was a stick man.
Yeah, man, that dude, that built different. Man.
Yeah, he built different.
He built different.
Kind of remind me of like an AP. Not saying that.
That's going to be his career, but.
Right.
The way, his viciousness, the way he.
Way he runs.
AP was never bigger than everybody. He was never, it's just.
Yeah, he was a violent runner.
He was just so physical when he ran at the point of attack.
He couldn't catch, but this dude can catch.
Yeah, so that's going to make
it. The Damian Thompson, he kind of played like that a little bit too. The way he caught them balls and stuff, like it's something about how he runs.
He got that power game, though. Yeah, he may be a combination of both of them, man.
Yeah, it could be both.
Combination of both. Oh boy, for the Baltimore Ravens gets hurt. Who do you think they sign?
J.K. Dobbins, probably Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt over Fournette?
I think they're going to get Kareem Hunt.
Over Fournette?
I think he's a little better.
Fournette's been there, done that.
Man, Fournette don't be in shape. He don't be in shape. The Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. He came into camp out of shape.
After a Super Bowl run.
After a Super Bowl run.
So going back with Brady to go back to back. Yeah.
What you think he going to do if he out of the game?
Wow.
No calls.
I'd be a little desperate at this point in time. He never sat like this.
Kareem Hunt's a better player.
I'm still shocked at them. Both those guys are not on
roster. Running back. It's the running back position.
They have devalued the heck out of that position, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Next week, man. Let's do a rundown on these next week. Vikings at the Eagles, Thursday night football. Eagles all day for me.
Eagles. Eagles.
Jefferson.
Ain't nothing you can do. You can put all the lipstick on the pig you want.
Still a pig, huh?
Yes, sir.
Packers at Falcons. Should be a pretty good game right there.
Yeah, I hope the Packers win.
I'm going Bryce Love. Colts at Texans.
I'm going to take the Colts.
Colts.
Taking them Colts.
Seahawks at Lions. Lions.
Lions.
Think it's a blowout? Think it's a blowout?
Nah. It's going to be a good game, but I think the Lions are going to win. It sounds funny saying it, though.
Saying the Lions going
to
win?
That the Lions are projected to win. You know? Like, I believe they're going to win. Only time you would possibly say that in the day, back in the day, is on Thanksgiving. They might pull off something on Thanksgiving. Little rabbit in the hat.
I got so tired of watching them get beat for years on Thanksgiving. Minnesota at Philadelphia. Philly minus 7.5. Still give me Philly. Baltimore. Bengals. Bengals minus 3.5.
Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals.
Man, give me Baltimore.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Give me Baltimore.
All right.
Baltimore plus 3.5. All day long, I think that's easy.
Okay. I like the Bengals.
I think that's easy.
I like the Bengals.
Colts, Texans. Texans minus 1.5. Colts, man.
I like the Colts.
Plus 1.5. Detroit's minus 5.5 against those Seahawks.
I like Seahawks.
Yeah, give me Seahawks.
I like that spread too high.
Bears at the Bucks. Bucks minus 3. Think Mayfield make you jump on them, but man.
I like the Bears. I like the Bears to rebound from last week.
Baker done got me. I'm going to go with Baker, man. You get that ball up to Mike Evans, man, I'm going with Baker Mayfield. Kansas City Chiefs, minus 2.5 at the Jags.
I like the Jags. All right.
Plus 2.5.
Chiefs don't got that D-tackle coming back. I like the Jags, I'm telling you.
Give me Andy Reid after a loss.
I don't care.
Give me Andy Reid after a loss. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs. Los Angeles Chargers against my Tennessee Titans. Chargers minus 3.5. Give me the Chargers. And I'm a Titans fan. That's sad, bro.
I like the Chargers.
That's sad.
Oh, yeah.
Green Bay minus 1 at the Falcons. And we both said, you said you like the Falcons. You said you like the Falcons, so stick on.
No, I said I like the Packers.
Oh, okay.
I say I like the Packers.
Give me Bryce Love, man.
I say I like Bijan Robinson looking good. I ain't say I like him.
Jimmy G and the Raiders at Buffalo. Buffalo minus 9.5.
Buffalo. I can't buy into what the Raiders doing. You know they'll let you down.
9.5. I'm gonna take the Raiders. Plus 9.5. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, I ain't realize it's 9.5 spread. I'm taking the Raiders. That's too many points.
A lot of points. 49ers minus 8.5 against the Rams. 49 of me, please.
Take the Rams.
You take the Rams. I'll take all those points in that one.
No, listen. If Stafford healthy, they gonna cover.
I'm taking the Niners. After what I saw yesterday, give me the Niners.
Yeah.
They played the Steelers yesterday.
No.
With a supposedly stout defense. man.
They picked that defense apart,
bro. 49ers are going to roll these Rams. Giants minus 4.5 against Arizona.
I'm taking
the Giants. Washington at the Broncos. Broncos minus 3.5. That's a tough one to pick. Considering yesterday, but I got to go with... That's tough. Denver, do I want to?
I ain't fooling with them.
Give me Washington. Give me the dog. Plus 3.5.
I'm taking them. I ain't fooling with them.
Aaron Rodgers and the Jets versus Dallas.
Taking the Jets because I know they're going to get some points.
It's 3.5 Dallas.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets.
Tough game, another pick, man. I'm gonna go with the Cowboys. You know why? We're gonna find out what the O-line gonna do for the Jets tonight.
Yeah.
But that Cowboy defense, and these are the Jets, I'm gonna go with them.
Yeah, but they got Aaron Rodgers. They got a bad man.
I'm gonna go with them boys, man. And the Miami Dolphins, New England, 2.5.
I'm gonna take the Dolphins.
Yeah, give me the Dolphins on that also.
But it's going to be way less scoring than us.
Two Monday night games?
Yeah, it's two Monday night games.
Next week, so we got...
We one of them.
New Orleans, Carolina. New Orleans minus 3.5.
Saints. New Orleans, yeah.
And Cleveland minus 1.5, Pittsburgh. Give me them boys, them Browns, dog pound.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It is what it is.
I think y'all be 0-2 just like us, man.
Nah.
Easily.
Oh, we got a little tough schedule in the division, though.
Think y'all be 0-2 like us. Kirk Cousins, man, what's the problem with it? You got 5 quarterbacks on the hot seat today.
Nah, he's good, bro.
Think he's fine? Just a rough day out?
He puts the work in. Just a bad game.
Joe Burrow, just a bad game?
Oh, yeah. That's a flag. That was a preseason game.
Kenny Pickett, just a bad game?
One of the best defense in the league.
Okay, so is it?
It's a flash in the plant.
Josh Dobbs brought in there. Yeah, it's not even worth the consideration. Man, he might play better this week. Very smart kid. And Ryan Tannehill, number 5. Ryan Tannehill should be number 1. Ryan Tannehill's got to go. Flat out. Trash. So tonight, man, what do you look to see tonight? Give me a score prediction on the game tonight. Bills, Jets.
24-28. Oh, yeah.
Who? Aaron Rodgers?
Jets.
24-28 Jets.
Yeah, Jets win.
28-21 Bills.
That's close.
Over and out.
Yeah.